morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Yeager with the Revisionist Report on Friday, July 22nd. There's always a lot to talk about on Fridays. We weren't able to take the calls from Werner and E.T. yesterday, and they are welcome to call today, and I'll be sure to take their call. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Well, first, I have to interrupt previously scheduled topic to bring you some news that has me outraged beyond my usual state of outrage. That is the grave robbing. I've got a message here. Okay. Sorry about that. That is the grave robbing of Rudolf Hess in the state of Bavaria in the Republic of Germany that took place on the anniversary of the famous assassination attempt against Adolf Hitler on July 20th, 1944. Now, it was in the early morning hours of July 20th, 2011, this past Wednesday morning, that these dark forces chose to secretly dig up the gravesite of Hess and his wife and his parents, remove and spirit away the large headstone along with the bodies, and leave only bare ground to be seen by the light of the morning sun. Now, when I say they took the bodies of his wife and parents also, I'm only assuming that because I cannot find any information yet about what happened to the other people in that gravesite. You know, there's a large, nice gravestone there that listed Rudolf Hess and Ilse Hess, his wife, and his parents on either side. Now, the parents were already buried there, as far as I understand. And then Hess was buried there, and then his wife Ilse was buried there later when she died. And now what's left there, and there are pictures, there is just a bare, you know, dirt cover area like they do when they remove a grave, you know, in that space where that was. And so one assumes that they're all gone. But there's no word, there's only word about Hess, there's no word about the rest. So that's still a kind of a question mark. I wouldn't think that they would leave the others and take and, you know, and leave this big bear spot there. So I think they've all been removed, but you can't say. All right, now, but I'm telling you, yesterday I was really very upset about this, and I'm a little bit calmed down today, but this is the most despicable desecration I have seen in all the years of these horrible acts by these horrible people who are running things today. And to me, it feels like it ought to be. People ought to say from this that this is war. I mean, this is going too far. I'm going to tell you the story of this, and then I hope that I will get some calls from some of you to see how you view it. The bones. Now, the AP story. Now, I read all the stories yesterday, but the usual type of story that was available to us as Americans was typical of this AP story. In fact, it has just about everything that all the rest of them have. And it starts out, the bones of Adolf Hitler's deputy Rudolf Hess were exhumed under cover of darkness, burned and secretly scattered at sea after his grave became a shrine for thousands of neo-Nazis, a cemetery official said Thursday. So this announcement came from a cemetery official, and my problem with saying the bones, I've never heard that before. Usually if they dig up somebody to maybe re-examine their body because of a crime or something, they call it a corpse. But now they're calling Rudolf Hess just a pile of bones. All right. We're coming up to our break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Vacation system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Carolyn Yeager with the Revisionist Report on Friday. And now I need to tell you that if you don't like the way I'm sounding or you don't like the think the audio quality is not very good, it's my fault because I'm not using a headset. I'm here at my home away from home again, and I have been for the last since Wednesday. And I brought my mic and headphone once here, and I couldn't get it. Didn't seem to work, but I may have not have done something correctly. I'm going to try again for next week because I'll be here a couple more days next week. But therefore, the problem is not with the RBN. Sound system, the problem is with me, and we'll just have to make do with the way it is. When I listen to the program, it doesn't sound that bad to me, but it might sound worse to some of you. Now, I was talking about the desecration of Rudolf Hess's grave, actually the removal of him in the dark of the night from the grave, and they say they have burned up his bones and thrown them in the sea. Well, I was telling you about the use of bones. They say usually when they talk about people in graves, they will use the word corpse or body even. But they're particularly, I think, using the word bones here over and over again. I mean, in all the stories, because for the purpose of making it seem less personal, as though, well, it wasn't really Rudolf Hess, it's just a pile of bones. And he's was only buried for like 24 years. So, you know, he's not necessarily just bones, but that's what they're calling it. Now, I'll go on to say, what I'm doing is I'm telling you what they're telling us in the U.S. press and in most of the stories, and what I found out from some other stories that have been given to us that we can find, and I have to look up one of them because I didn't get it out here this morning yet. That someone sent me, Rodney sent me. All right, but the regular story says workers removed Hess's remains from his family's plot with the permission of his relatives, cremated the bones and dispersed them before dawn on Wednesday, said Andreas Fabel, a cemetery administrator in the Bavarian town of Wunsiedel. Now, when they say with the permission of his relatives, here's what a German newspaper, the Süddeutsche Zeitung, or South German Zeitung, said, and this is according to the Daily Mail, who quoted this German newspaper, said the descendants of Hess were initially against the idea of exhuming his body, and a granddaughter of Hess even filed a suit to prevent it. But the family eventually caved in to pressure from the local authorities and agreed to have his remains taken away. So the story of this cemetery administrator, that everything was fine with everyone and everybody agreed to do it, it was the best thing to do, that was after twisting the arms and who knows what kind of pressure was put on the remaining family members, especially this granddaughter. And in all the stories that I read first, this person was called a niece. And I thought, what does a niece have to say about it, really? Is that the closest family relative? A niece? But it turns out, I thought, aren't there any grandchildren? Now it turns out it is it's a granddaughter, and I think this granddaughter was being called a niece, probably again on purpose, in order to distance it, as though there's nobody really close, that close, who really cares about it. Now, we don't hear about Hess's son, Rolf Hess, who is a well-known person in the past and has written things, but I don't know, I haven't seen anything about him. So I think he's still alive, and he's being quiet, but again, somebody could correct me on that. Now, in the Jerusalem Post, we learn even more, and this just shows that the Jews, in the Jewish press, for the Jews, that mostly Jews read, the Jews get more truth than Gentiles get from their news media. We get the lies, and they're told the truth by their own people, but they don't tell it, when they're running our news media, they don't tell us the truth. So what it says here, darn it, this computer is too sensitive. What it says is, I have to find it. Ah, yeah, it's right here. The cemetery in Wunsiedel contains the family burial plot of Hess's parents, and the Nazi war criminal had expressed a desire to be buried there in his will. So now this is the only place I saw that Hess had made out a will, and that in his will he had expressed a desire to be buried in this spot, and that this was his family's burial plot here in this little cemetery in this little town, and his parents were already buried there. Now, Hess's granddaughter, it says in this Jerusalem Post article, had initially objected to the exhumation of her grandfather's bones, but the board of the Wunsiedel Evangelical Church, who was responsible for the cemetery, convinced her to withdraw a lawsuit against the move. Yeah, they convinced her. She already had a lawsuit in the works, but they managed to convince her. Now, I'm wondering, who was doing all this convincing? It's very different from the way that Fabel tells the story, where he smooths over everything and says both sides were in favor of it. That's all. It's like everybody was in happy agreement. Yeah, it was best to remove these because for the reason, we'll get into that too in a minute. So they go on then to always talk about Hess's history, as a National Socialist, as a Nazi, and his role and so on in the Third Reich. And then they say the lease on the burial plot was coming up for renewal in October, and that's why the Hess's relatives and the Lutheran Church authorities decided it was best to remove the remains. Well, this is July, so the granddaughter had a lawsuit in the works, and they talked her out of it, and they probably did say, now I'm speculating, but that the lease was up for renewal in October, and they were not going to renew it, and they were going to insist that the bodies be removed, and then it was going to be a big mess in the courts, and they just talked these people and this granddaughter especially out of it in order not to have all this bad publicity and, you know, drag it all through the media, and I just didn't want any part of that. Now, I keep losing my place here. Now, who are some of these people who were doing this persuasion of the Hess family? Okay, we have the first one here who's being quoted, Charlotte Knobloch, a German Jewish community leader, said the move sends a clear message. Well, who is Charlotte Knobloch? A big loudmouth, that's who. And that shows who was behind all this, partly. Charlotte Knobloch was elected president. She lives in Munich, or she did. She's always been associated with Munich. She was elected president of the Zentralrat der Juden in Deutschland in June 2006, the Central Committee of Jews in Germany. She's also vice president of the European Jewish Congress and the World Jewish Congress. Now, she's another one of these. You know, she's holding all these offices all at the same time and has been for some time. So she's a big powerhouse for the Jews in Germany. And it says she was also president of the Jewish Association in Munich and Bavaria since 1985. She was born into a well-to-do Jewish family of lawyers. Now, she was born in 1932. She's still there. Either her family left for a while and came back, or they never left. But in any case, she says, I'm happy that the Nazi shadow over Wunsiedel has finally come to an end. Yes, she's happy. She's happy. She's been working on this. They've been working on this. You can believe that. And also Holocaust survivors also welcomed the move. So now there's Elan Steinberg of the New York-based American Gathering of Holocaust Survivors and their descendants. So now these New York Jews are getting into it too. He says, he's quoted here, there is now one less place of evil in the world, he says. Can you believe this man being buried in this cemetery in Germany where he is a German? Who is this Elan Steinberg, for God's sake, passing judgment on it and calling it a place of evil because he was buried there? It's so disgusting. I'm telling you, it is so disgusting. And they quote these people, and this is not in the Jerusalem Post article. This is in the regular AP article. And do they quote anybody who thinks differently? No, of course not. And now they end it by saying mentioning the Nuremberg trials. And, of course, they remind us that Hess was found innocent of war crimes and crimes against humanity. But he was sentenced to life imprisonment for crimes against peace and conspiracy to commit crimes against peace. Now, here was Rudolf Hess, one of the world's greatest peacemakers, and he was convicted of crimes against peace by that court, that Nuremberg tribunal that was run by the biggest war criminals in the world. That's enough for me to say. Okay, Hess sacrificed his life for peace, but he is, of course, known as he was found guilty of crimes against peace. So, and then, of course, they say he hanged himself with an electrical cord at the age of 93 in the prison when everyone knows, really, that he couldn't have done that. In fact, all right, I have to go. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit TerraVim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I'm back. This is Carolyn Yeager. We've only got a short segment right for this one, but I was telling you about the way that Rudolph Hess died. He was in this Spandau prison until his death at age 93, kept in solitary confinement. This man was really tortured once he landed in Scotland and the British got hold of him. He never had any rights after that at all. And there was nobody who stood up for him. So, but he was found strangled in his cell with an electrical cord either nearby or loosely around his neck. And supposedly he strangled himself with an electrical cord. Who can do that, especially as weak and as he really was pretty ailing at that time at the age of 93. So, do you believe that? I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Now, one more comment I want to make before I take a caller is that this whole complaint about neo-Nazi rallies, I think, is also bogus. They don't like the neo-Nazis. They don't want to have that rallying point because all the other National Socialists, the major figures there, they're not around. Their bodies, after they were hung, their bodies were cremated and they were thrown somewhere. Nobody knows where. Their families weren't given anything. They just got rid of them. Just the way they did with Osama bin Laden. Now, this whole fake story about they went and they killed Osama bin Laden. And then the man is a Muslim and they went against his religious beliefs and said they took his body and dumped it in the ocean. And that's the United States of America. For all you guys out there who are, rah-rahing for America and the good that America, and, you need to realize what America is doing, what it's been doing for a long time. Now, what I want to contrast these neo-Nazi rallies in Germany with gay pride rallies that take place everywhere, including in Germany. These gay pride rallies, are a rather horrible example for children to see. And yet they take place, nobody's bothered by them, nobody complains about them even. And yet, because there were some people that they consider neo-Nazis who would go to this town once a year and march down the street, not making noise or screaming or yelling or anything, just quietly, totally silently with a few signs, and go to that grave sing some songs and put some flowers down and so on. Oh, they finally found that just intolerable. That's so intolerable. They can't have that going on. So they have to remove the grave so that there's no place for these people to go to. All right, let's take the call from Rodney in California. I'm sorry to make you wait, Rodney.
Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'll be brief, but I wanted to just let you know, you'd asked about Rudolf Hess's son. He had one child, him and Elsie. It was Wolf Rudiger Hess. And as you know, for years, Wolf Rudiger Hess was his father's champion. But he passed away in 2001. He'd had some significant health problems, and he did have some children, a son and a daughter. And I think the daughter is the one that we're reading about, who attempted a court challenge, but was, you know, I think if you read between the lines, was really bullied. The grandson had made some headlines not too long ago about writing a book that they considered to be, quote, neo-Nazi, if I remember correctly. I may have that wrong, but the grandson hasn't been mentioned in this newest episode.
Okay, so the grandson is Rolf. I got mixed up. I knew that.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Rolf as Wolf, and you're absolutely correct. Thank you.
Rolf is the grandson,
and he hasn't said anything, right?
No, he's not. He has not. But, you know, that could be, they could be, you know, putting a lot of leverage. I suspect there's been a tremendous amount of pressure and leverage put on this family. You know, they basically said, we're not going to renew the lease. And my suspicions are that, you know, there's nobody in that plot, simply because it's leveled and it looks like a newly available plot. I sent a letter to the editor, to Der Spiegel, late last night, and questioning the morality of something after 24 years. They do this after 24 years. In 2005, they passed a law. If they were worried about these neo-Nazi marches, they passed a law in 2005 to prohibit them. So you would think that, five years ago, they solved the problems that the premise of this whole action, but yet they still went ahead and did this. I asked them in my letter, is Germany now going to go have a bunch of, quote, Night of the Long Graves, and people wake up, they're going to have a bunch of, you know, newly available burial plots where they're going to go through and basically eradicate graves of field marshals and graves that they find uncomfortable and try to eradicate them and purge them from their history. I mean, the indignity and the inhumanity of this. And, for the Lutherans, I'm just shocked. You know, what happened to Christian forgiveness? I mean, and so in my closing line of my letter, I told them that this really sparks of the innovations of the Dark Ages and the Inquisitions and, of course, the exhumation and posthumous execution of Oliver Cromwell, and how it speaks well for today's Germany's progress, the progress that today's Germany has made since the year one, i.e. 1945. You know, today's Germany calls their surrender year one. And, boy, they've made a lot of progress. If now they're just going to go through and desecrate graves and throw bodies into the ocean, trying to erase history. And that appears to me to be what they're trying to do. They're trying to erase their own.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's what I think, too. What happened to you? Did you disappear?
Yeah.
When they want to erase history, this is very Orwellian.
I think it's going to backfire, though.
Stay on, Rodney, until the break, and we'll continue when we get back in a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee study found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Gentlemen, I'm Carolyn Yeager, and the subject I've been talking about is the desecration and of Rudolf Hess's grave and the removal of the bodies not only of himself, but his wife and parents, and overnight in a secret undertaking. And then in the morning, you're given the news that this was done, and it was all done at the agreement with the family, and it was important to do because of these neo-Nazi rallies that were being held there were bothering the town. And so this was just a good solution. Everybody was happy. Now, I've got Rodney here on the phone. He's been straightening out some of my mistakes and giving us some good information. And we were talking, Rodney, came up that this is part of their effort to destroy, to erase history. And I think that is the case.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think it's gonna backfire, and you know, the manner in which they've done it is just so, you're right, Orwellian and so Soviet that they do it, and you know, they put all this pressure on the family, and of course, you know, you hear that the granddaughter was, you know, going into court, but you know what's interesting is, you know, in the buildup to this, you didn't hear that there was a dispute over the lease or the grave. Nothing made any media that there was a legal dispute building over there. All of a sudden, it was just done. So one can only imagine the enormous amount of pressure the powers that be over in that Marxist state put on that family. And, you know, the granddaughter, you know, the fact that she did attempt the fight speaks to her, you know, her courage. And but you know, there she's living in an occupied territory. And
they just threatened them with such a. Boy, you're going to make a big public spectacle of all of this if you keep this fight up. And they talk them out of it. And they don't. They feel they can't win, so, you know, why drag it all through the mud like that? And so they give up.
A lot of people who don't
like this, Rodney, also take this attitude of being resigned. Oh, well, it's terrible what they did, but you know how they are. And they won't. I think that's why I said in the beginning, I think this is war. I think it should be. I think people should not accept this. You know, I think it should be kind of a, maybe a rallying point, just what they're trying to avoid, having a rallying point. But well, I think it should be used as such.
They had this agreement when he was, well, you know, they keep talking about his suicide, and by all accounts, he was murdered. There was a, you know, one of the most prominent German pathologists who did the autopsy from the Hess family concluded that he was, you know, it was a homicide based on, you know, an independent autopsy, but that's another story. But, the, you know, when it was announced where he wanted to be buried there with his parents, they had this discussion. And the Lutheran Church and the people of the time said, well, it's a dead man's last wish. We're going to honor it. So they had this discussion, and he was laid to rest, and then his wife passed away in the early and mid-1990s. She was buried with him, and so he has been at rest with his wife, with his parents for 24 years, and then all of a sudden, you know, they broke. They did not maintain fidelity to the agreement that they made. And then beyond that, what about the fundamental tenet that the
they're not maintaining fidelity? Do you think it was only that they're upset about once a year these people coming into the, you know, holding a rally there on the anniversary of his death, I think it is, and maybe a few people other times? Or do you think it's these Jews like Charlotte Knobloch and these Jewish people that are so busy fighting any rise in Nazi sympathies in Germany? This is what they're, and the German authorities go along with that. So together they are bearing down on any kind of new evidence, you know, or growth of this right wing people being willing to express themselves as right wing thinkers in Germany.
Well, I think it's a culmination. I mean, the hypocrisy is so broad that it's not just one element. I think you're right that they are anything that they think is going to spread what they consider the, you know, the revival of National Socialism in Germany, they're going to, oh, we must stamp that out, and they're going to come in with their iron fist, and I think that's going to serve to be their undoing eventually.
That's the reason why they got rid of this, because it was one more place that people of this persuasion could go to, that could say, well, this is a place where we can go and express our pride or our feelings. You know, they've got pride too, but they're not allowed to do it. But these gay people, the homosexuals are allowed to express their pride all over the place. I just make that comparison because I think it's a good comparison. And they make a mess of the cities after their parades and their partying and so on. You know, I do want to say real quick that when I was in Germany 2 years ago, I went to Munich. My first day in Munich was a Monday. And I got there, you know, in the early morning. I traveled to the city center, which is, you know, where all the things that tourists want to see are. And I had a hard time getting around because all this cleanup going on from big partying the night before, and there were big trucks and there were city workers putting away tables and chairs that had been put out in all these open spaces and making a racket, and there was trash and stuff all over the ground, and they were, you know, working on cleaning that up, and it went on for blocks and blocks like that, and it was quite rather disturbing to me. But, you know, I think this was a regular Monday morning occurrence because there's a lot of partying by tourists and so on going on, and this might have been a special thing on that particular Sunday. But nobody complains about that. But if you have a few people in a little town going to, you know, once in a while going to the cemetery, that's just such a big, terrible bother.
Well, looking at these so-called rallies, it's not like these so-called neo-Nazis were having a rally. They would assemble, they would march up a street, go to the cemetery, lay wreaths, and then they would leave. It wasn't like they were having a reenactment of the Nuremberg party rally by any means.
We're talking about something because they were really very well behaved. They didn't even say anything. They marched silently. But just the presence.
Usually where the disruption would come from the leftists who would attack them and provoke the incident.
Yes.
Anyway, Carolyn, I know you'd probably have other callers, and I just wanted to let you know, call in on those few points.
Okay, thanks, Rodney. It was
have
really
a
very good call. And let's take Joe from Indiana. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Carolyn. As usual, a phenomenal show, and Rudolf Hess is a subject I've always been very interested in. In my student days, when I had more time to read about the political and military aspect of the Third Reich, I was always interested in Rudolf Hess because in the Nuremberg trials, here's a guy that by 1941 was pretty much out of the picture. And they sentenced him to life in prison, and then he's the last person in Spandau prison. Now, the thing to keep in mind, and I hope you do, I really hope you do some research and maybe do a week special on Rudolf Hess, because, you know, I read some of the books that I read back in the 80s. There was some speculation that, you know, he was sent out as some kind of peace emissary to maybe negotiate a peace with Great Britain, and the British, to hide this up, wanted to silence him. That's why he was probably sentenced. That's why he was in solitary confinement, and there was some kind of in my mind, typical British maneuver, you know, espionage maneuvering going on, because, you know, when he died, apparently the powers that occupied Germany each had a turn at occupying Spandau prison when Rudolf Hess was there. Now, he died under the watch of the British, and you would think he would have died under the watch of the Soviets. And the rumors that I got were from sources and books and whatever I could get my hands on. Apparently, you know, he was, I believe he was murdered. And I think his son was allowed, on his visitations, he was always searched. And apparently he was able to get out bits and pieces of information of that he had written on toilet paper so he could eventually publish it. And I think that family was under a lot of stress. But anyway, to get back to Rodney's point, I think on a deeper level, I think Orwellian-wise, they want to totally eliminate Rudolf Hess from the whole lexicon of the Third Reich history, because if historians like yourself come up in the future and don't even think about Rudolf Hess, they won't speculate or think about, ask the obvious questions. What did he do? What was his involvement? Why was he in Spandau so many years when everybody else had been released, you know, after about 20 or 30 years? And I think the British are hiding a lot of information and don't want this information to come out, because ironically, they've got stuff in archives that's not supposed to be released for 100 years, and they're worried, I think, about what will eventually happen if it becomes available to historians like yourself.
Well, they are. Thanks for calling me a historian, Joe. But they are very worried about that, and they may put that off, and they may not release everything that they have. You know, they don't have to. These people don't have any honor. It doesn't matter what they say. I think they used to some extent, if they did really release things. But now, if they say, well, we just can't release all this, they won't. Or they'll censor some of it still continuing.
You're right,
is a real problem for the British, but he's a real problem altogether. And this idea of erasing history, I think, is really important, because right now they have wanted to use their own version of the Third Reich for their own purposes. But if it gets to be where that's not working too well anymore, and people are really wanting to know about it and finding out the truth and so on, then their next step would be to get rid of it altogether. And I do believe this erasing history is a real threat. People should be terribly concerned about that.
And you
would have future generations that wouldn't have the foggiest idea that any of this stuff ever even happened. They'll just give their own version of history. Could be totally different from what actually happened.
And what I see happening, even with my own kids, I see how watered down World War One and World War Two have become I call it socialist studies books that my kids use, because I don't even think they want to stimulate an interest in history among the future generations that will eventually ask those questions. So, and I was going to bring up another point. I think historians for years and years wanted to get information about, you know, the sinking of the Lusitania and supposedly the arms that the British had hidden. And it turns out that information was supposed to come out after 75 years. And just like you had said, they extended it, or they just won't release it. They've refused to release it. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is amazing. Yes, it was. I think this is a real concern. I think we should be. This is why I say this should be war. I mean, we should not accept stuff like this. We shouldn't. This thing with Hess taking his body and deciding they're going to just throw it in the ocean and then saying that his family agreed to it and so on. It's awful. It should scare everybody. So, you know, this is a time where more and more people, and we talk about being fluoridated. You know, yesterday Frank said at the end, I think it's Frank from North Carolina, that if anybody is being fluoridated and to make them docile, it's the Americans. And, you know, who just don't get upset about anything. And we need to get upset. Yes, this is in Germany, but this is something that we could certainly get upset about. Because it has to do with, it just has a whole lot of aspects that are pretty terrible.
It does. I hope at some future date you do a segment like you did on The Partisans with Rudolf Hess, because I find him very interesting, and I think there's a lot of room for speculation, and there's pieces of evidence coming out about his role. And as the years go by and listening to your show, you know, I'm fairly new to Republic. But I've come to realize there were some peace overtures. I really think there really were. They tried.
That's what that was all about. That's what that was all about. But everybody's waiting for the British to release these documents at the whenever it's going to be. It's quite a ways in the future yet to find out for sure. But I'm not convinced that they're ever going to release the truth about it.
I doubt it. I think they have a real bug up their tail about Rudolf Hess. For some reason, he bothered them the most for the fact that he was left in Spandau.
Well, it shows that they rejected peace, and they did reject peace over and over again.
Well, thank you.
And it makes Hitler the peacemaker and the Allies the warmongers. And this case has been made more and more, and it's going to continue to be made. But some of these documents, it'd be awfully nice to see them. Okay, Joe, thanks a lot for your call. And we're going to take real quick Dave from Massachusetts. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Carolyn. Very, very good show today, as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that thing about the these gay pride parades really resonated with me, because we just had one from through Boston here last month. Was Gay Pride Month or something? And you know, it's just amazing, Carolyn, how. How society will tolerate, like, not only the homosexuality, but what I call the feminist supremacists. You ever heard that term, the feminist supremacists?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And I know that you have a particular upset with the feminists. Well, you know, but we do want to keep talking about what our theme is here.
Yeah, well, you mentioned these gay parades, but that's not why I call. Why I call, Carolyn, I listen to a show that comes on before your show on an alternative media network that competes with RBN.
Yes. Okay.
And it's a competing network. I'll say the network. I won't say the talk show host, but all over there on Oracle Broadcasting, you've heard of them, haven't you?
Open air? Is that what you said?
Have you heard of Oracle Broadcasting?
No, but go ahead and say what you want to say.
Anyways, what I want to get at is a pattern that I've noticed for years, but there's a talk show host over there, and about a month ago, he was referring to the Lord Jesus Christ as the biggest elite Jew pig that ever lived. And today he was referring to Hitler as, quote-unquote, a piece of crap. But my question to you, Caroline, have you ever noticed that these people that seem to have this intense hatred for Jesus Christ also have this intense hatred for Adolf Hitler?
Well, some of them, I'm sure. And I have noticed. I have noticed that. I noticed that on Veterans Today, Dave. That's the one that I like to get on. They really drive me buggy. A lot of people think that's a good site because they think there's a few good things. I always very suspicious when the situation is, well, There's some good stuff on that site, so therefore I recommend it, and I think, you know, I go there. And but, you know, if there's a few good things and a lot of bad stuff, or there's, you know, maybe a lot of good things and some bad stuff, then I'm very suspicious about that.
Yeah, which site is that, Carolyn? I didn't catch that.
Veterans Today. Okay, Dave, thank you for the call. We're going to the break. We're coming up to our last segment. And when we get back, we'll do a little, I'm going to take a little shift here and talk about something else that I want to tell you about before the end of the week. Be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is Carolyn Yeager, bringing this program to a close, I should say. I'm not summing up what we've already talked about. I'm going to go to something altogether different to end up with, and that is that it's a newspaper article from 1985 that James Sanchez found in his files recently and posted to a group that I'm on, and it's from the Toronto Sun. January 18th, 1985. This is the time that the Ernst Zundel trial was taking place in Toronto. The headline of the article is "Holocaust Never Proven by Science." And this extract that he gives us here, directly from the newspaper, during the time this trial was going on, that we tend to forget, and everybody tends to forget, including these Holocaust believers, it says, Holocaust expert Dr. Raoul Hilberg yesterday conceded no scientific study or autopsy has ever been done to prove the existence of Nazi gas chambers. Hilberg also said an American judge's report that 137 Germans had been kicked in the testicles, quote, beyond repair, unquote, to extract confessions of killing Jews may be true. Quote, one is hard put to say something did not happen, unquote, Hilberg told defense counsel Doug Christie of Victoria, B.C. Christie read aloud a Washington Daily News article quoting U.S. Judge Edward Van Roden, one of three members of the Simpson Army Commission, which was appointed to investigate the methods of justice at the Dachau trials. Quote, from this quote of Van Roden in this report, the investigators would put a black hood over the accused's head and then punch him in the face with brass knuckles, kick him, and beat him with rubber hoses. These are the SS Germans, mostly, who they were treating like this. All but two, and they're still quoting, all but two of the Germans in the 139 cases we investigated had been kicked in the testicles beyond repair. This was standard operating procedure with our American investigators. Now, then it says, Christie suggested that confessions extracted by torture lacked credibility. Now, on January 24th, the same newspaper, 1985, had another article headed Holocaust Expert Invented Gassings. And a short paragraph from that says, a concentration camp survivor yesterday admitted he never witnessed anybody being gassed to death, and his book about Auschwitz-Birkenau is only an artistic picture, not a document for a court. Rudolf Verba. Some of you may know who Rudolf Verba is. Some of you may not, but he wrote one of the well-known books that somehow proves, you know, he's one of the survivors who was actually a commando in the gas chambers, he says. Anyway, Rudolf Verba, now an assistant professor at the University of British Columbia, told the Ernst Zundel trial. Now, see, these people were under oath, one of the last trials where they ever put anybody under oath of the last Holocaust trials. He told the Ernst Zundel trial that he has written and pictorial descriptions of the Auschwitz crematoria and gas chambers are based on, quote, what I heard it might look like, unquote. This is the truth of the Holocaust. This is what it's based on. When you can really examine it, and during this trial, as I said, this was a regular trial where the defense could cross-examine. And this whole, as Ernst Zundel himself has said, he destroyed the Holocaust story in these trials of his that took place in Toronto. And yet you wouldn't know it today, would you? Because we keep hearing the same old stuff, the same old lies. True. All right, we have to close for today. Thanks to the callers. Thanks to all of you. Have a good weekend. Join me next week.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it.